Old people sex. When I first started working with the pub poets, a group of Blackpool-based poets who meet, not surprisingly, given the group's name, in a pub. This was the first poem I read at their inaugural event. My intention was to start in the fashion in which I intended to continue. Is it extreme? Yes. Is it inappropriate? Yes. Is it offensive? Yes. Is it funny? I like to think so. Old people sex. Granny pulled on her surgical stockings. She put her false teeth in the glass. She took the tenor pad out of her panties and said, "Grandpa, could you please fuck my ass?" I got horny last month at the bingo when I called house on a 69. It's been decades since I've taken one hard up the chuff, and you ought to be there this time. I got horny last week at the library, whilst reading an old people's friend. I saw an advert for polyester trousers, and it made my arse want your knob end. I got horny tonight in the kitchen, as I tuned in to Woman's Hour. I could hear the rain dripping on my cat flap, and I thought, let's try a golden shower. So I'm here and I'm hot and I'm horny, and my teeth are in the Steridan glass. I slip Viagra into your Horlicks, so please, do me now, up the ass. Well, Grandpa, he did try to please her, as she lay there with her legs spread wide. He gave her a cuddle and a bit of a kiss, and then teased her piles to one side. But poor Grandpa was having a problem. Her desires had caught him off guard. He rubbed and he tugged and he yanked and he pulled, but the old man wasn't hard. He imagined doing all three Beverly sisters, trying to coax some life to his dick. He imagined doing Margaret Thatcher, but that made him feel a bit sick. And Grandma was looking impatient as she lay there consumed in her lust. He considered her bare flesh and liver spots, and her fanny, all grey curls and dust. It was true, he still found her exciting. She'd take out both sets of false teeth to please. And whilst it sounds sick, he'd swear by his dick, wrist jobs improve with Parkinson's disease. But he stood there and looked rather sheepish. He said, "I'm sorry, I've just been with another. I thought that you knew when I put her to bed. I always have a quick shag with your mother. You see, true love is based on two things. Forgive and forget, say old-timers. And Grandpa knew she would forgive and forget. That's the benefit of having Alzheimer's."